you see them marching to their deaths, their babies in their arms. As the lion's roar, their flames burn hot, they fear no earthly harm. Given one last chance to recant, they said so humbly, O King, I can't deny my Jesus. You see, he gave his all for me. My Lord is Jesus. Oh, and how I love that name. The torture, death, or prison wait for me. I'll evermore proclaim, my Lord is Jesus. He bled and died to set me free. Though you take my life, you'll never, never take my liberty. As we look into our hearts today, is the cross of Jesus there? As we're flirting with worldly ways, are we burdened down with care? When asked to say that Caesar's Lord, or kiss the Pontiff's ring, will we stand with all the saints of old, with heads held high and sing, my Lord is Jesus. Oh, and how I love that name. The torture, death, or prison wait for me. I'll evermore proclaim, my Lord is Jesus. He bled and died to set me free. Though you take my life, you'll never, never take my liberty. My Lord is Jesus. Oh, and how I love that name. The torture, death, or prison wait for me. I'll evermore proclaim, my Lord is Jesus. He bled and died to set me free. Though you take my life, you'll never, never take my liberty. My Lord is Jesus.
Amen. Hope you like that music. It's a classic and oldie, but it's as true today as it was when it was written.
Are we there? Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Got a green light. Plugged in. All good. New batteries. 1, 2. I can hear it up here, Jason. Yeah. We'll try that again. Hey, take two. Good morning. That's how live broadcasts are. Sometimes the mechanics work and sometimes they don't. But good morning and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this December 8th, 2024. Wow. December just marching right on, and the calendar year marching right on, coming to a close here just in a few short weeks. And remember, we've got a 91st day coming up next week, week and a half on the 17th. And hope you can observe that day as a Sabbath between the seasons. It's when we change out of fall and go into winter. And so we hope you can have time to observe that and to acknowledge God and thank Him for the seasons. And boy, He's here with it today, isn't He? Well, we start out with the pistol prayer. Again, we see these things happening. I see the veil falling off of people's eyes. We see the term awakening seems to be just in the public consciousness. I know it was brought up a couple times on coffee yesterday morning, and as well as I'm hearing it throughout the land from different venues, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing. You know, once the people realize, hey, the emperor ain't got no clothes on, well, then things begin to get better. Then we can get back to truth and common sense. So hope you're prayed up this morning. Hope you'll pray this pistol prayer with me. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, I want to start off this morning, real quick quote out of Job, want to share with you. Job 37:6 says, the Lord says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain shower, be a mighty downpour. And I can tell you, those around the Great Lakes, they've lived that scripture here this last couple days. Snow season is here, just still, what, just a little over a week away from winter, but had anywhere from 3 to 18 inches lake effect, 20 inches in areas. Talked to Brother Paul. He said they had 3 feet an hour north of him and 2 feet an hour south. And he's up there in Michigan. And anyway, Jason, if you just roll through those next couple pictures, I won't spend too much time on them. I just wanted to share with the remnant, you people down there in Florida at 74 degrees, look here what you're missing. Don't know how you can stand that. So anyway, it is season for snow. Much better to have it in December than later. We'll go here. Jeremiah 5 says, for among my people are wicked men. They watch like fowlers lying in wait. They set a trap to catch men. And then the next one here, I think ties right into it, Jason, if you hit that. Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Beware of false prophets. Now, many times we think of those as, oh, those dirty bird, and they are those dirty bird preachers in the pulpits. But that's not the only ones that are false. That's not the only ones that that put forth, that say one thing and do another. How about that? Wanted to share this with you. This was, and again, I think this is part of that pistol prayer coming true. It's these deeds of darkness, this lawlessness that's coming to light, okay, here in this nation. Saw this headline, wanted to share it with you. Feds using banks to survey Americans' financial data without warrants. Banks are have been asked to search to find extremism indicators, okay? And so if you used your credit card and it had anything to do with Trump, you bought a Trump hat or MAGA or a Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods, the FBI had instructed banks that these are extremism indicators and they need to know about it. Federal law enforcement has been manipulating the suspicious activity report. See, there's already a law there, suspicious activity report system, to gain access to Americans' financial information without warrants or probable cause. The committee said in doing so, the FBI, quote, gets around the requirements of the Bank Secrecy Act, which specifies that it's a bank's responsibility to file that suspicious activity report whenever it identifies a suspicious transaction relevant to a possible violation of law or regulation. You know, somebody's putting in $10,000 cash every week. Bing, 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 bing. That's what it's the guideline, the law is for. Committee acknowledged that at least one financial institution requested legal process from the FBI for information it was seeking, but noted all too often the FBI appeared to receive no pushback. See, the banks just said, okay, no problem. They don't come up and say, well, the law says. No. In sum, by providing financial institutions with lists of people that it views as generally suspicious on the front end, the FBI has turned this framework on its head and contravened the Fourth Amendment. That means thrown away the Fourth Amendment, its requirements of particularity and probable cause. And so it just goes on and on and on. That in what the FBI, again, was asking banks to do was, hey, if you have people with transactions with at places like Dick's Sporting Goods and Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops and Liberty Council and places like this, that, hey, we need to know about it. It was first reported back in March that federal investigators had asked banks to search and filter customer transactions by using terms like, we said, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, as well as MAGA and Trump, as part of the investigation into the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Oh, yeah, riot. Warning that purchases of, quote, religious texts could indicate extremism. And, you know, that kind of came out a little bit back after January 6th, where the FBI was asking the banks, hey, we need to know who of your people traveled to Washington, D.C. during that time and used their credit card. That's for American citizens. Anyway, it's their law. I understand that. But it's more of the lawlessness that's in the land that, you know, when it's going on, you really don't see it. It's behind the scenes. It's in the electronic data world, checking your bank account and what you've spent money on and things like that. But it's what the enemy does. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. They say one thing, but they do another. You know, we hear about the FBI and all these three-letter organizations about how they're here to protect us and all this, and it's just, we need to see it with the proper lens and beware of the false prophet. They say one thing, but by golly, they're doing another. And so you have to go by the actions, by their fruits, by what they do, you will know them. Well, take a look at our network website. We'll pause here just a second. I'll let you know about that. You see it there on the screen, sfawbn.com. The news wires there, the broadcast schedule, tons of information. If you've got events happening in your neck of the woods, you can email them to us. You can email Jason at sfaw.org with your local news stories, and we'll do our best to get them up on the news wire and share them with the remnant. And we thank those of you that send us articles in that we are able to share with others. Well, the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I remember Jim Rohn giving a talk one time, and he said, what if that's true? What if that's true? An apple a day wouldn't an apple a day, 35 cents, a dollar, whatever it is, wouldn't that be worth it? Well, there's some studies out. How about an orange a day? Now, we've long heard about the benefits of vitamin C, right, of oranges, the benefits, health benefits of vitamin C. That it strengthens the immune system, plays a role in enhanced brain function. You see the graphic there. Guards against chronic disease, stimulates collagen synthesis, all types of good stuff. Here's a report that pancreatic cancer patient survivals doubled with high dose of common vitamin C, a study finds. High doses of vitamin C added to chemo benefits cancer patients, researchers say. Iowa researchers found that using vitamin C in much higher doses worked great in killing cancer cells. Here's a couple quotes. This isn't from, you know, Hoboken University. This is, what was it? I think it was Iowa State. We found that these high doses of ascorbic acid, vitamin C, actually generates hydrogen peroxide. Boy, there's another little common one you can pick up on your own. Cullen said, the report said, and the hydrogen peroxide is what kills the cancer cells. See, more and more things are coming out. More and more truth is coming out. The patients who received vitamin C in the phase 2 FDA-approved trial also seemed to, quote, better tolerate the chemotherapy they were given, according to the researcher. Now, you know, we've never been one to push and promote chemotherapy. We sure look to the Lord for health and healing. And the things that he gives us, right, the vitamins and the minerals and the supplements that we know our ground is lacking in, and so the animals that eat off that ground and the plants that are grown in that ground, the fruits and vegetables and grains and what, they're lacking as well. You know, it's interesting that the agricultural field understands this. They understand that you have to put minerals out for cattle. You have to put supplements out for cattle and for horses and for goats and for sheep and all that. And you have to worm those animals. And they don't make the correlation that people might need that. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting article that even the doctors, they can't hide it anymore. The studies that are done. Now, this study might get dumped and buried somewhere, but there it is. It's not anything new to many of us, but it's good that it's coming out. It's being shared. In Revelation 22, it talks about the tree of life being there for healing. It says, in the middle of its street on the side of the river, and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruits, yielding its fruit in every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now, there's a whole lot more to that scripture than leaves for healing, but that's there as well. That's there as well. And so we see that that even in this fallen world, the things that God has provided here are for our healing and for us, because he cares for us. And he lets us know. How about this verse from Jeremiah 29? Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Okay? You know, Jesus reiterated it right. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and it'll be given. Again, as Jeremiah said, when he reports, when we seek him with all our heart. Well, how about this? Bible sales are up. Up. Now, overall, I don't know if I put this, I didn't put the statistic in this report, but overall, print book sales are only up 1% across the nation. Okay? But Bible sales are up 22%. Bible sales surge thanks to fresh editions, the report said. New buyers looking for, quote, things that feel more solid, the report says. Sales of the Christian Bible were up 22% as of October compared to the same period as last year. Not just people looking online. Not people downloading the daily What's Happening app to your phone or whatever it may be. Nothing wrong with those. Bible reading apps on your phone, better nothing, absolutely. But print Bible sales of the Christian Bible up 22%. Saw this one quote. This was a Fox News article, but a quote that they did in the article, it said this, Seeley V, somebody, I don't know. Didn't sound like, you know, Mary Smith. Recently bought her first Bible and told the Wall Street Journal she felt it, quote, symbolized I was starting a walk with God. Not that it saved me, not that I got to have this to get to heaven, but it symbolized she was starting her walk with God. She went on and said, I felt something was missing. It's a combination of where we are in the world, a general anxiety, and the sense that meaning and comfort can be found in the Bible. And this Vasquez is 28 years old. So it's that generation. I think that's good stuff. I think it is. I think we need to look at those things. You know, we have the invasion. The economy is still where it is. There's, you know, World War III might have started this morning if it didn't start 6 months ago. Jason mentioned yesterday morning in coffee, that, or somebody did, that, you know, the word nuclear is just being used and thrown about more and more and more and more, not for nuclear energy, but nuclear weapons. And so it's a mess out there. But there's people that are still looking in the right place. And that's a good thing. This was part of the article. President-elect Trump called the Bible his, quote, favorite book in a video shared on Truth Social and said every American should have a copy in their home. Now, does that make him perfect? No. But I sure haven't heard anything like that from the last several administrative leaders that we've had in this nation. This quote from Jeff Crosby, president of the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, said people are experiencing anxiety themselves, or they're worried for their children and grandchildren. All of that feeds a desire for assurance that we're going to be okay. Well, you know, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to be okay, but it gives you the formula, okay? You know, if you want to get fat, eat a lot more food. If you don't eat as much food. There's a formula, and that formula is in the Word as well. If you do want to be okay, if you want to live, do as the Bible says. Choose life. Choose life. Two quick scriptures, and we're done this morning. How about Isaiah 65:1? Isaiah says, I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call my name, I said, here I am. Here I am. And I think that's a plea from God. I think that's a plea from God saying, you know, you people have forgotten me. And he's speaking to Americans in America. You have forgotten me, but he's saying, here I am. Here I am. And one more, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. The Lord says, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things which you have not known. And see, that applies, I think, to the brand new Christian that's just like this 28-year-old buying her first Bible. And I think it applies to those of us that have been Christian for 30 plus years and that have been seeking him. That when we call out to him, when we seek, we'll find. And he continues to do just like he said here, to reveal great and hidden things to us. And it's for our benefit and for our good today. Well, that's all I've got for you this morning. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message for you. Hope you're enjoying these prophetic messages that are just coming true in our lifetime. And we'll have a new message for you right after that in communion. So again, thanks for joining us here this December 8th. God bless.
There's a spirit in our land raising up the kind of man with a burning in his heart to be free. Like the preacher men of old, he can't be bought. He can't be sold. What did they preach? They preached liberty to a people who loved their liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God on land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Through the jury we'll guard our liberty. They called the king into accounting for his disregard of law, told their people not to yield before his threats. For God established rulers to protect the rights of man and ordained government to fit into his plan to maintain his people's liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms. mountain, pray, worship God on land, and say, from bad law, we will keep our people free. Through the jewelry, we'll guard our liberty. Such preacher men today to show our people the way to redeem their lost liberty. The fires of hell cannot prevail against one man who'll take a stand from the pulpit, expose tyranny, and teach his people liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights, granted them time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms, and pray, worship God on land, and say, from bad law, we will keep our people free. Through the jury, we'll guard our liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights, granted them at the time of their birth.